The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air here on KCNR with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on her way to Sacramento this morning. She and her mother have something big planned. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm sure it has something to do with shopping all day when they get down there. So. News, of course, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm in here with Sue today.
Good morning.
Sue.
Good morning, Carl.
They keep switching around so that I have to make sure who everybody is when I'm looking out there. So what kind of day are you having?
I'm having a great day. I kind of like to think that we're like Legos. We can all be interchangeable.
Well, we hope so.
Today in the North Valley, it's going to be sunny and warm, a high of 102 and a low of 72. Tomorrow, 98 and a low of 69. 97 for Friday as lows drop down in the 60s once again. Saturday and Sunday for your Labor Day weekend. It is going to be warm, but not the triple digits that we've been seeing. Saturday, 98, 97 for Sunday, and for your Labor Day, sunny and hot, with a high of 97 as overnight lows drop down in the 60s. It's mostly clear in downtown Reading. Red Bluff is 75. It's 74 in Anderson. It's 72 degrees in the city of Shasta Lake, and currently mostly clear and 73 degrees in downtown Reading.
The weather's brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business, a veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kinney, who have built this up tremendously, have expanded it. It was in Reading originally, couldn't get the permits done, so moved to Anderson, had them done in a week. I know, I'm just poking Reading in a little bit, but it's a wonderful business. It's won awards for hiring veterans. So, Shasta Gas Propane. All right, I have to wake up here. So, good morning. And
good morning.
We've got a good day today. At 7:30, our guest is...
Our guest is a very special musical artist. She is from Reading, and she is going to be trying out for American Idol.
She got a VIP invite.
Serena Cornwell of Reading.
I can't wait to talk
to
her.
And she is stunning. When I first saw her, the thing is, I didn't know that she was a singer. I saw her photo first. Uh-huh. There was a photographer in Reading that had taken her photo, and I went, man, she is just stunning. Next thing I know, she is on Facebook, and Serena Cornwell, and a singer. And boy,
so we'll
I tell
you. We'll have her in here at 7:30. And
gorgeous.
And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking Veterans Affairs, and in between talking a bunch of different stuff, like last night. The election results were Elizabeth Betancourt won in this primary. Now it has to be it'll go to November because she won approximately 39% of the votes, or 27,000 votes. Megyn Dalley finished second with 36.2 with 25,700 votes. Our own Patrick Jones finished third with 12,298 votes. He also carried Shasta County, his home county here, in 17.3%. And then Joe Taylor and Lane Rickard finished up together, I think, together with like 5%. Now, this is the first time that a Democrat's won. It's not a surprise. I think I predicted that Elizabeth Betancourt would be in the top two because she's the only Democrat. And you had all the Republican votes split out over four different people. And if the Republicans come together on November, it'll be the same results as we usually have. Republican wins. Republicans are 40% of this assembly district. Democrats, 26%. And then 22% are undecided. Not undecided, but don't want to state. And there's a word for that, or there's a phrase for that. Chooses not to state their parties or whatever. They're independent. And then you got some that are attached to other parties. Anyway, Elizabeth Betancourt wins. She ran a great race, as did Megyn Dalley, as did Patrick Jones. Patrick was was fighting with about 90% less money. But he had a whole lot of people out there that were pushing for him. So good on you, Pat. And but we've got to see what happens now. The fight's on for November between Elizabeth Betancourt and Megan Daly. And they're, you know, both of them have been on the show. And I've been following what they're saying and things they write. And Elizabeth Betancourt has really got some good ideas about water. And she agrees with all of us up here that these forests need to be thinned out dramatically. And then we get into some other things that it's going to be tough, as I pointed out to, you know, when people say something, is that she does have great ideas, but then her stance on some things are just very different than a lot of people up here in Northern California when it comes to sanctuary cities, helping ICE, Second Amendment, and the New Green Deal. So she is not, you know, fully on board with that. But she also is not terribly opposed to it. I can't wait to have her back on again to kind of, like, you know, maybe take an hour and a half for her to sit down and really, really explain what she wants to accomplish. But Megan Daly needs to also come back on and say how she plans to accomplish the topics that she wanted, her plank positions, better education. She also, you know, great plans on thinning the forest, getting the biomass centers going. It's going to be a good race. And here's the other thing. We have two women in the runoff. So we're going to have a woman as our next assembly person. Let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Well, Carl, you can soft pedal it all you want to, but all we've done now is we've turned the election over to nepotism or mob rule. Now, if mob rule wins, Betancourt is going to be swallowed up by mob rule. That's just all there is to it.
You mean if she won?
And no, what I mean in December.
That's what I mean.
If she wins,
it'll go into mob rule, and any good idea she has will just go away.
It's going to be out the window because she is not a strong fighting type personality. Anyway, you know, people have got to realize they're not voting for the high school student body president. This is serious business. Somehow, the Republicans have got to get out and educate people about what politics is, what our government is, how important our liberty is. And right now, it's time for 51, folks. We got to get State of Jefferson done.
Well,
so anyway, continue on, Carl. Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Roberta. Love you, too. State of Jefferson, I don't understand why the Democrats are fighting this, frankly. Democrats ought to be happy. Because if State of Jefferson happens, then the Democrats are going to try and pour people into the State of Jefferson from California. And when they do that, they're going to change the voting. They're going to change a lot of things. Because, frankly, the State of Jefferson will be like Nirvana, my friends. If they can do what they say they can do, you know, the taxation, the business regulations to, you know, to help businesses, the freedoms that you enjoy under the Constitution would be truly under the Constitution of the State of Jefferson or whatever they decide to call it. The Democrats ought to see that in a period of time they could, because the business is so good, so businesses will move in there, and then they can move in their ideas of what the Constitution really is. And so the State of Jefferson would have to have a very, very strong state constitution that could hold up under attack from the left. And I just think that's what's going to happen, because why wouldn't you want to move to Nirvana? Okay, speaking of Nirvana, my sleep number bed. You know, Sue, when I see people running as fast as they can with a pack on their back past the window here, I wonder what they're running from. I wonder if I'm going to be hearing sirens, and a second come screaming around the corner, and here come, our best, our
finest.
Which
has happened.
Oh, yeah. It's happened. I just saw him. I go, oh, okay. Hey, Sue, go in my top desk drawer and get the shotgun, or get my pistol out. Just bring it in here.
I'm on it.
Okay. Sleep number. Oh, they're going to love this one because we send these recordings to them. Hey, sleep number, Nirvana. I can't think of a you know what? Linda and I have been sleeping on this bed for 5 years. This bed for 5 years. And we have had the best night's sleep ever. And we travel a lot. And every time, I mean, you get really good beds in other places, but none of them compare to our sleep number. And we'd like to have everybody be able to get a good night's sleep because, frankly, I think that a lot of people aren't getting a good night's sleep in the media. They must not, because they come out the next morning, they're grouchy, and they say things that are just absolutely, absolutely wrong or hateful. And I think if they got a good night's sleep, in fact, Sleep Number ought to offer to the Congress, the senators, and the House of Representatives, Sleep Number beds. You know what? I just wonder if it would make things nicer back there. And they've got a bed, the 360 smart bed, that moves when you move. When you move, it adjusts to you. And right now, they've got a big sale of the year on. And for a limited time during the sale, you can save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. You're only going to find Sleep Number, though, at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center over there by the Vitamin Shop. Head on in there. Hop on a bed. See, really, how this works. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. You can adjust each side to the way you want to sleep that night. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages. 75 degrees already in our fair city. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your town hall of the air, your talk radio station. That's us here. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment in Sacramento where she and her mom, I guess the assignment is to just go shopping and do all those things that women do. They love doing that together. It is 7:21 in the morning, 75 degrees out there, going up to, 98 today, I believe. A report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. There's a lot of things happening here in the next week or so. On September 6th, Fashion Week kickoff, trunk show at Carousel Boutique. And then September 7th, the Fashion Show Gala at the Atrium down on Market Street. Linda, they're going to have a runway fashion show, locally made hors d'oeuvres, all types of things like that. And all, you know, ladies and men, if you want to go down and see what the latest fashions are, it's contact Reading Fashion Alliance. Phone number is 276-0458. And like I said, on the doors open at 5:30 p.m. and the show starts at 6 p.m. and there's sale tickets to that. No host bar, DJ, and you can get, I'm not sure how many tickets are left. This thing's been pretty positive. And the Women's Leadership Summit on September 14th, they're bringing four keynote speakers in to address the issues that every one of us as a leader in our homes, our businesses, our organizations, and our communities. Then we have, of course, the Big Barbecue, the 67th Annual Asphalt Cowboys Barbecue at Lake Redding Park, Sunday, September 8th, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., $8 pre-sale, $9 day of the barbecue. You can get tickets from any of the Asphalt Cowboys. For more information, check out asphaltcowboys.org. And it's a drive-through or eat in the park. They've got a live auction, includes houseboat vacations, everything, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. But it starts at 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, and coffee. If you've never done that before, it's a great, great thing to do. Okay, OxyContin maker. Purdue Pharma is reportedly offering a sweeping settlement worth $10 to $12 billion to resolve claims that it bears responsibility for the nation's opiate crisis. Made this confidential. You know, isn't it funny how it's confidential, but man, it hits the papers a day later. In talks involving more than 2,000 lawsuits, including cases brought by state and local governments. If you remember just the other day in Oregon, they held Johnson & Johnson. The judge said they were guilty of spreading the crisis and false advertising and making misleading statements, and to pay the people of Oklahoma some like $657 million. The deal would settle allegations that Purdue engaged in deceptive marketing about deadly and addictive opiates to enrich itself. And it also involved the family that owns the company, the Sacklers, as well as a planned Chapter 11 bankruptcy that would wipe out the family's stake in and control of the company. And they would be paying at least $3 billion from the Sackler company. So if they're paying that much, I don't feel too sorry for them for this. But Purdue Pharma says, while Purdue Pharma is prepared to defend itself vigorously in the opiate litigation, the company has made it clear it sees very little good coming from years of wasteful litigation and appeals. The people in these communities affected by the opiate crisis need help now. And they say constructive global resolution, which means that I would like to know. I would like to see this. I probably have somebody like Lucky Jesrani who's going out there, because if they're paying this off to so many states, we have our, and part of our DA goes after these kinds of cases that we're part of, so, you know, so that money flows down into even smaller communities like ourselves. The fact is that opiate crisis has killed more from people from overdoses than any other thing. Than any other reason, I think, well, more than guns, of course, more than car wrecks. And I think 2 years ago was the first year that they had more people dying from prescription overdoses than illegal drugs. So we do have a big crisis here. If you ask anybody, if you saw the Seattle's dying, everybody, every police officer, everybody that worked with it said the crisis is because of drugs. Everybody out there has a problem with drugs.
You want to hear a statistic?
Sure.
From 1999 to 2017, more than 700,000 people have died from a drug overdose. Around 68% of the more than 70,200 drug overdose deaths in 2017 involved an opioid.
What was the percentage?
That was 68.
68%.
Around 68 of the more than 70,200 drug overdose deaths in 2017 did involve opioids. So.
Wow. Oh, no,
yeah.
This is a terrible crisis. We've been going on with this for years. You're trying to get your arms around this, though. But if you remember back when they first came out with things like Oxycontin and other, you know, pain relievers, if it's used correctly, and my brother's a doctor that works in pain management, if they're used correctly, some people, this is all they can get by on because the pain is so severe, is an opiate. The problem is that, of course, that so many people were on it because it was being prescribed like candy because it was non-addictive. And I'm not talking about his case, but I'm just talking about generally that and then when people realized, when the government realized what was happening or what, oh my gosh, you know, maybe we shouldn't have done this. People were suing to get opiates in hospitals to stop the pain that so they started cutting it off. When they started cutting it off and they couldn't get prescriptions, they turned to other self-medication ways, and a lot of it became heroin. And then the heroin, of course, is flowing across the border. You know, immigrants, illegals coming across the border is probably one of the lesser things to worry about than you have when you've got, in my opinion, you've got drugs coming across the border, you have criminals coming across the border, you have, you know, I believe there's probably terrorists that have come across that border. And have moved within our country because you've got to control the border, and we can't. When you try to, you're declared a racist and everything else because you want to control the border. I can't help but think that if you can control the border at that point where you can control who's coming in here, then you can make a lot of changes in the immigration system. And maybe changes in the immigration system will, it will be quicker for people to come in. It'll be quicker to background checks. It'll be a way of bringing people in here that we need in our country. But anyway, Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good.
Good job this morning. It's good to hear. It's good to hear the strength and conviction that you have on all these different things. And you're absolutely right. We've got to be watching these things. Three things, and that's all we need to remember. Everything we talked about, drugs, illegal immigration, crime, anything you talk about, whether it be Common Core, falls under three things. One is representation. That's the silver bullet. If we don't have access to our Article 4, Section 4 rights of a Republican form of government and have a situation where our representatives represent us, and there is not too many of us for each one of them to represent, then we have our voice heard, number one. Number two, the Second Amendment. If we don't protect the Second Amendment, we won't have the rest. We will not have representation, which covers and encompasses all those different issues that we have that we need to fight against. Number three, we need to elect people and put them into office that follow the Constitution and will do the will of the people. And maybe at another time, but I'll let you know, I spent the day in Sacramento yesterday in front of hundreds and hundreds of people. We talked about these issues. This was everybody from minors to doctors to lawyers to off-roaders, you name it. And we were all together, and some people who came out of the Capitol to talk to us, some assemblymen. The real deal is we need to have representation. You don't get that in California. You don't bring back California. You can't fix California. The only way we can do that is to split California, not to take a star off the flag, but to add one. There's no other way to do it, to get adequate representation. We need to have the Second Amendment, and we need to elect people who are going to follow the Constitution and the will of the people. That's pretty much it in a nutshell, really.
I think it is.
All right, brother, have a good day and
good
program. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air. You need some help. It's hot. Air conditioning's fixed in the house. Boo, the air conditioning in the offices have went down last Friday.
Mine went down this week.
Did yours go down this week, too? Well, I just think it's,
yesterday.
Well, I hope you have your better luck. Call Alliance at 221-2642.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
221-2642.
Got it.
Call, talk to Pam. Say, hey, I'm over here working with Carl and Linda, and, I need help. And Alliance Heating and Air will have somebody over there. If nothing else, we're going to be taking a look at it, see what they have to do. I can't, think of a better place for you to go to if you're having heating or cooling problems than Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Hey, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, we have a young lady that is going to kind of maybe put Reading on the map in a very positive way. We'll be right back. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Chris Jensen live at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Well, it's hotter than hell outside right now. It's 100 in the shade with the sun beating down.
He's not your typical country artist, singer, songwriter, award winning, crowd pleasing. He's the total package. His hits include Buy Me a Boat, Drunk Girl, and Fix a Drink.
Now that I can fix a drink, pour it on ice.
Country artist Chris Jensen, Friday, August 30th. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
You're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the year. It is 7:35 in the morning, 75 degrees, going up to 98 today. It's already 75.
Yes, it's going to be 102.
I'm sorry, 102.
102
today.
Oh, my gosh,
how did I miss that? 102 today, of course. Well, I can't wait. And Weather Report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you right now by B&T Satellite, your local dish purveyor. And they've got some special offers out there. For you military first responders or people over 55, there are no receiver or plan restrictions. They have all types of gift certificates. Free upgrades to Hopper 2, movie rentals each month. The first one each month is going to be free. There's so many things that are going on. It's no additional cost to anybody. It's the way of Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite wanting to thank the people that have served our country and our seniors. And I think it's a great deal. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH. B&T Satellite. Well, happy time of the show today. We have with us Serena Cornwell. Good morning. Yes. Get in there.
Good morning.
And we have Steve Canale. Get right in there, Steve, and say hello.
Yeah, guitar player with Serena's band.
Right. Come on in here closer. Right. You can, hey, when you sit there, you're going to become part of the show, buddy. You know, think of it as you're just jamming with us here now.
There we go.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. And Serena is, Serena, you're going to bring fame and adulation to the city of Reading.
Yeah, that's the idea here.
So tell us a little bit about you.
About me. Well, I am from here. Moved here when I was about 8 years old from Boise, Idaho. Moved here when I was 8.
Most people are moving to Boise from here.
That's what I hear.
But I'm glad
just
you're
growing
here.
There.
Yeah. Okay.
I started playing violin when I was about 9 years old. Fell in love with music at that time. And started singing jazz when I was 11. Got into the blues scene at the Blues Society here about 15. And just been singing ever since. Been in bands. Have my own band together right now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Well, now something's happened, right?
Something has happened.
Something has happened, everybody. Do we have a drum roll in there? Or? Yeah, okay. Serena's giving a drum roll, as well you should. Okay. You've just been invited to something big.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, this is actually my last year to do something like this for this specific show. I'm 27 years old, and I want to audition for American Idol, and the age cutoff is 28. So this is kind of my last year to get it down and get going, kind of get out there.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided that I want to audition for it. So there's a couple of ways to go about that. You can go to pretty much any city that has the auditions there.
Stand in line with 1,000 other people.
With 1,000 people, and hopefully get that one yes. You got to be one good singer that they pick, you know,
right,
out of thousands of people. I was going to go to all the cities around here that I could go to.
Sure.
Salt Lake City, San Jose, Spokane, Washington.
You had your plan.
Yes, I had my plan. Anyway, I posted this video on Instagram, just something I just did one night on the keyboard, and posted it on Instagram and was hashtagging, you know, American Idol and one of the casting directors had messaged me, and she called me. We talked for about 20 minutes, and she got me a VIP audition for San Jose. So I got to skip the whole going to all these auditions and go straight to San Jose for a VIP audition. So I have a time slot and everything. So it's really exciting.
So when you gonna? When's that going to happen?
September 6th. Next Friday.
Okay, yes. Next Friday.
Yeah.
You're going to be in San Jose.
Yes.
Going to get down there a day early, or you're just going to walk in?
We're going to probably go down a day early, and I'm bringing a couple of my band members with me. The casting director, she kind of, you know, I thought I had a plan of what I was doing, and she
totally kinda, different.
Yeah, which was good, though. You know, it's good for me to kind of grow and get out of my comfort zone a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so I'm bringing a couple of my band members with me.
I need to get you in touch with Linda. She's sorry she couldn't be here today, but she's on her way down south.
Linda Baugh, I am actually familiar with her. Yeah. She has an amazing voice.
She's great. But talking about things like these auditions where you walk in and it's all a cappella.
Right.
And there'll be three people sitting there. You walk in, you sing. And so a lot of times it's just, you know, a couple of verses, and they're looking for a certain thing.
Right.
Or a certain, you know, type,
right.
You know, for this. And they'll listen to it, and then thank you very much, and you turn around and you walk out.
Yeah, and that's really how it is.
Yeah, it really is. We need to get you in touch with Linda. For nothing else, she can. I know you've been singing a long time and all this, but
it's always good to learn
it's
more
always,
stuff,
maybe
though.
She, you know, maybe there's a couple of hints there.
Yeah.
But because I'm married to Linda, I'm really kind of excited about this. You know, the fact is that, you know, you obviously you plucked their heartstrings in a way to have you just skip over the big guys, or this not the big guys, but skip over all of these thousands of people.
Right.
Where, I mean, it can't help you get ready by standing in line.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I auditioned when I was 16 and 18, but, you know, I wasn't really prepared for it. Just mentally, I think I just wasn't ready. And it's hours and hours of waiting. And you go into this big auditorium. There's mm-hmm. 12 booths. And in each booth, there's two of the, I don't know if they're the producers or
production
people.
Assistants.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And it's loud in there. There's thousands of people singing and trying to get the attention, you know. So it's kind of nerve-wracking. But anyway, you go up. Four at a time, and they say, okay, sing. And it's probably like 10 seconds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay, sing. Well, then, okay,
see,
thank you.
You hit it. Because they know in 10 seconds whether you've got the ability to go forward.
Right,
and that,
yeah.
And that's what Linda says. You walk in there, and they know. They
right.
know because they know what they're listening.
Mm-hmm.
They know what they're looking for. And I shouldn't even say a type because they're looking for that voice.
Right.
And they'll know because they know what wins, especially after all these years.
I know.
Hey, we're also here with Steve Canale, who is her guitarist. And Steve, how long have you been in the business? You didn't just start yesterday, obviously.
I'd say, but I was like over 50 years, you know. So
yeah.
I'm the old guy in the band. But I'm just glad to be still playing and everything, you know.
Sure, of course you are. So are you one of the ones going down?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm risking it. I'm going to go and so.
Well, you know, you can, you know, play your guitar there, and who knows?
Yeah, it's one thing playing with a band,
uh-huh.
but just doing it real low key, one guitar and a bass, maybe it's a little different depending on the type of music we're going to play.
Sure.
Right.
We'll see.
Well, you know what? We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Serena a little more, but she's going to sing for us, and you're prepared to do that, I hope.
Yeah.
Because we can't just, you know, let you out of here without a song. So, okay.
Right in early.
All right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, they want you to experience how they move local dreams forward. Head on down to their branches at 1845 California Street, right down south of block south of Jack's. East Cypress Avenue over in, 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. And they're just opened in the spring at 192 Hartnell Avenue for that branch. So you can also visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:44 in the morning. It's 76 degrees, going up to 102 today. We'll be back right back with American Idol hopeful Serena Cornwall. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I'm excited to tell you about the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. It's a one-day conference for all women leaders. The summit will focus on supporting women aspiring to step more into their sphere of influence and those who have fully embraced their position as a powerful leader in their community. We're excited to provide a forum to recognize, inform, and champion the work being done by women in this Northern California region. Following the speakers will be your expo pop-up shop from 4 to 6 p.m. with a no-host bar and music by DJ Bobette. Come be inspired at the first annual Women's Leadership Summit. That's September 14th with a pop-up shop in the downtown atrium. For more information about this fabulous event, go to thewomensleadershipsummit.com and see you there.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH, and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at KCNR1460.com.
I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, your town hall of the air. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. Been in the business over a quarter of a century, Jeff Wurst. It's a better known business, and he comes from the old school. He's going to work on it, and he's going to fix it, then he guarantees it for life. And then if he can't fix it, he'll tell you that. He's not going to waste your time or money. And he'll send you to some place that maybe does a windshield replacement. He can fix a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. I see RVs parked there all the time, and they get a chip in their windshield, and he's there repairing it. Nobody's better at this work than Jeff Wurst. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. You're not going to be disappointed. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, we're here with Serena Cornwell, who has gotten a VIP invitation for American Idol, and she's going to be going down to San Jose here. She's going to be auditioning on September 6th there. She has been she is a resident of Reading. And works here, married, and her hubby is a singer. Her husband's a singer, too.
Yes.
So tell us what kind of the genre of the of your music would you say?
All right. So
Is that the right word?
Genre.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, the cool thing about music is that you can kind of mix all kinds of genres together and find your own style. But I've been singing jazz forever and, you know, blues. So my current band right now is Serena Carice Band, and we are progressive blues rock. So got a lot of blues and rock with a modern twist to it. Got some soul and funk, and yeah.
Okay, all right, and we're going to see why Serena is going to be singing on the stage at American Idol right now. I guess we could say listen to.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay.
I'm an old woman named after my mother. My old man's another child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning, thunder was desire, this old house would have burned down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Jeff, give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living. It's just a hard way to go. When I was a young girl, well, I had me a cowboy. He wasn't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was years ago, and no matter how I tried, the years just flew by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Jeff, give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living. It's just a hard way to go. Flies in the kitchen, I can hear them buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster from an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living. It's just a hard way to go. To believe in this living, it's just a hard way to go.
Wow. Wait a minute. Yeah, I got the producers. The producers are in there applauding. You know, I've not heard that song before, but I can't imagine it's going to be any better than that. And, you know, when you're sitting in here in the studio, my friends, you know, there's always when you're going out over electrons, you know, the way it's going to sound. But I can tell you, it was just, you know, perfect. On key. And what you don't see is her singing and the expressions on her face and how you get into the song.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, no, it's
my phone is blowing up.
Yeah. Well, I just asked to be a friend on your Facebook
yes.
page. So your Facebook page is?
Serena Carice. That is my band page. And I post everything.
How do you spell
on there.
Was it Carice?
Carice. That is my middle name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everyone's like, is that your last name? No, that is my middle name.
Well, I went to your Serena Cornwell page.
Yeah, that too. That's
which
fine.
Is cool.
Yeah, I post everything on there too. But
okay.
The band page is Serena Carice, which is Carise.
Okay. So. I'll look that one up too. You know, great job there, Steve.
Thank you.
I mean, no, I mean, bring it back up again because you're going to be you're not playing now. You've got to talk. So what do you think? You've been around music a long time.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to get impressed, you know, a lot these days, but especially locally, you know, to see what's around.
Sure.
But Serena, she's just got a really super talent, you know, and everybody sees it, and all the guys in the band know it's something special. And when you're putting a band together, it's really hinged around the vocalist.
Yeah.
You know, she's the center.
Your front man
or
girl.
So she's got it all on her. And so we're just happy to be back there and doing it for
her. Well, you know what? Here's the thing about American Idol or the Voice
mm-hmm.
and things like that. It gives you a stage so that
right.
people can see your, you know, how good you are. And
right.
there's, as we know, then some of them have never gone on, even the ones that won. And ones that were in that, you know, in the group that became stars. But this does is it lets America see you.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be happy.
I think, you know, for me, I was really, really, really worried about just making it through. I'm like, just get me to where, you know, I can perform. Because those auditions, when they're, like, hurting the people, you know, it's
cattle calls.
Very, very,
Linda called them cattle calls.
That's exactly what it is.
You're pushed in there and you're trying to sing in 10 seconds with hundreds of other people
right.
singing. You know what? It can't be anything but disconcerting.
Right.
So,
and you can't really even show your personality with that. So that's why, you know, I'm really grateful to have the opportunity to kind of have more time and bring in my band. And, you know, the casting director, she was like, bring in your band and, you know, show off what you do. And you got this edgy
okay.
style.
For people
so
just coming
in
we're mm-hmm. with Serena Cornwell. She was, she had a VIP invitation to audition for American Idol, which means she's not one of the, you know, thousands that are lined up. She goes down, she's going down to San Jose on the 6th of September, and she's going to be in front of, with her band or whoever you bring,
yeah.
in front of a producer that's going to give you a chance. They're going to take a look at you. This is that spot. They're going to take a look at you and say, yeah, yeah, we can move her up.
The yes or no, yep.
Well, I tell you what, if you sing it like you did today, I'll be seeing you on TV soon.
Woo-hoo.
So you have to make a big, you know, big shout out to, oh yeah,
absolutely.
I want to take everybody back there. Yeah. Oh yeah. Carl and Linda Bott.
Oh,
yeah. Free Fire Radio.
Yes.
Yeah. We want to encourage people to go to your Facebook page.
Yeah,
and you've got stuff online too, right?
Yeah. We also have a gig coming up, September 14th.
Okay.
The North Country Festival. It's in Anderson River Park.
Okay.
And there's going to be four bands there. And we're the first band on.
I feel sorry for those other three bands.
No.
I'll get hate
It'll
mail
be
now.
Good. It'll
I
be
know.
Good. It's all local bands, and that's September 14th. And like I said, I post everything on my Facebook. So
what happens after we're running out of time? But what happens when they say thumbs up? Then what happens?
I believe that there's a later date that you come back for the main judges. So they don't do the what you see on TV with the three main judges.
Yeah.
They don't do that right there.
Right.
I believe it's on a later date.
Another date when you walk in.
Yeah.
And then you sing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that beginning too. You know,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
And okay. Well, Serena, nothing but the best for you.
Thank you so much for having me. You're a lovely person,
and you've got a great voice.
Thank you.
I can't see anything but super stuff in the future. Okay.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you know what? I'm so happy. Sue,
I really appreciate
it. God bless you there on for giving me your name.
Thank you, Sue.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to be with Celestina Travert, who is our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and there's a lot of stuff happening, veterans, that we need to share out there. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
President Trump says the federal government is keeping close tabs on an approaching storm.
The president tweets that U.S. officials are tracking closely Tropical Storm Dorian as it heads toward Puerto Rico. He says FEMA and all others are ready and will do a great job. The president also criticizes the mayor of San Juan for not thanking FEMA and other federal agencies for their assistance after Hurricane Maria.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Forecasters say Dorian could strike the southeast coast of the U.S. this weekend. But the National Hurricane Center's Dave Roberts says right now the impact is unclear.
I can't stress enough the uncertainty in the forecast. It's very complex, particularly after day three, and both intensity and track.
Queen Elizabeth approving suspending Parliament for a time. The move sought by Prime Minister Boris Johnson will give opposition lawmakers less time to try to block a no-deal exit from the European Union. Johnson says the suspension gives him a chance to introduce an ambitious wish list.
We're bringing forward a new legislative program on crime, on hospitals, and making sure that we have the education funding that we need.
Republican U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson of Georgia will be resigning at the end of this year. A statement released by his office, Isaacson writes, "I am leaving a job I love because my health challenges taking their toll on me, my family, and my staff." Isaacson's most recent health struggles include a series of falls relating to a Parkinson's disease diagnosis. 74-year-old Isaacson was hospitalized in July when a fall led to multiple rib fractures. And on Wall Street this hour, stocks are higher right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up about 95 points. The S&P, 7 points higher. The NASDAQ Composite Index currently is unchanged. More on these stories at Town Hall.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
Iran has issued an ultimatum concerning the 2015 nuclear deal. We get the latest from the Media Line's Charles Biblezer.
Iran has announced plans to further curb its commitments to the 2015 nuclear deal unless European powers provide the Islamic Republic with financial relief. This follows previous steps by Tehran to increase beyond stipulations in the pact the level to which it enriches uranium. European parties to the accord have vowed to devise a financial mechanism to circumvent U.S. economic sanctions that were reimposed by President Trump after he withdrew from the agreement last year. The U.S. leader nevertheless reiterated this week a willingness to meet with his counterpart Hassan Rouhani. In June, the United Nations Atomic Watchdog, for the first time since the nuclear deal was inked, did not explicitly state that Iran was in compliance. I'm Charles Biblezer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. Senate Republicans warn voters that they may soon be the only thing standing in the way of a socialist takeover of the country.
Amid nagging doubts about the GOP's prospects for retaking the House in 2020, many Senate Republicans are portraying themselves as the last bastion against radical socialism. Add the possibility of a Democrat in the White House, and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he and his 53-47 majority could soon be the only thing standing in the way of socialist proposals like the Green New Deal and Medicare for All. McConnell's is among the 22 Senate seats being defended by Republicans, with only 12 in play for the Democrats. Bob Agnew reporting.
A decision by federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty for the man accused of killing 11 worshipers inside a Pittsburgh synagogue last October was made despite opposition from some of those most affected by the massacre. Some congregants say they have a religious objection, capital punishment. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Your town hall of the air here, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ooh. Sue, lay it on us.
Today in the North Valley, you can expect it to be sunny and warm with a high of 102 and lows dropping down to 72. Now for tomorrow and the rest of the week, highs only in the 90s, a high of 98 tomorrow and a low of 69, 97 for Friday, and 98 for Saturday. Now for the rest of your Labor Day weekend, 97 for Sunday. And for Labor Day, it looks like highs could reach up to 96 degrees with overnight lows dropping in the 60s throughout the week. In downtown Reading, it is mostly clear and already warming up. Red Bluff, 75, 74 in Anderson. In the city of Shasta Lake, 72 and already 73 degrees in downtown Reading. If you are traveling, quite a bit of road construction. If you are traveling any direction, pretty much between Reading and Anderson, expect delays as they widen Interstate 5. Also north of Reading between Dunsmuir and Mount Shasta, ongoing delays up to 2 hours. Towards the coast, they do have slide repair just past Weaverville. 99 and 44 also have road construction and a traffic collision at 44 and Auditorium Drive. This just in. So once again, be careful.
Where was that at?
44 and Auditorium Drive.
Let me think where that is. Is that the off-ramp where we always have the crashes?
Every day.
It's not every day. I tell you what, it's either that side of the road or the other side of the road, mainly when they're coming in, west.
That's where my daughter's crash was.
Yeah,
that back in February. Totaled out her car. So a traffic collision, no injuries. At 44 Auditorium Drive at the off-ramp and a traffic collision. Unknown injuries reported early this morning. That was down near Red Bluff at South Avenue. So just be careful on your commute. And now, Carl, back to you.
Thank you very much, Sue. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Four Winds Jewelry. Hey, by the way, the weather report and the traffic update is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business in Anderson, does so much for our community, helping veterans, they're in on assisting our community. They've got hearts as big as all of Shasta County, Chuck and Judy Kenny do, including providing 120-gallon propane tanks to those people who are rebuilding from the car fire. Where they'll put a 120-gallon tank out there. If you're living out there on a RV or your trailer and you've got those little 7- or 10-gallon tanks, they'll put one out there free for you so you don't have to keep making that trip. And they'll give you a super deal on the propane that goes in there. That's Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Celestina Traver, one of the unsung heroes. One of those people, again. You know, I think it was George H.W. Bush. It may not have been him. Somebody had the 1,000 points of light. I don't know who it is, or a million points of light. And what he talked about is all those people that do things for your communities and for the world, and they're unsung heroes. And I just wanted to say this out loud in front, and I'll tell you why. I have a friend that's passing right now, and we've been trying to get a number of things done through the courts and all that, and it's taken months. And then we wanted to get his a benefit that he has earned over the years and his service to our country. And the so part of that is all this paperwork that has to be done.
Lots of paperwork.
Turn her up a little bit. Lots of paperwork.
Yes.
And so what happened is I would bring in a whole bunch of paperwork, and Celestine would go through all of it, and because you took a personal interest in this, and thank you. But yes. You're no different than the rest of your people there. They don't, no matter who I would have gotten.
My team is amazing.
It is amazing. So then she gives me a pink piece of paper, says you need these four things. I went out and got the four things. Then I got them, and I brought them back, and she says, I need one more signature. Phew, out I went, got the signature. And, I mean, this all of it came together, really, in an hour. And when I came back with that signature, literally 2 seconds later, it was sent off to the VA.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if he's going to be around for this when they finally get around to it, but you said that doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't, because his wife will take custody of his claim, and we'll see it through.
Which means is that the may be gone, all the money they spent, and it's been a lot.
A lot, yeah.
She may be able to get the aid in attendance back from when all this started, seven months ago. Assisted living
is very expensive, especially if you have Alzheimer's or dementia. We're looking at $4,900 to $6,500 a month. And most families, really, they don't have that kind of money.
And, you know, the type of long-term medical care or insurance people have, it's got to be a certain kind of facility. And those facilities are filled up.
They are.
They're filled up here in Redding, Shasta County, probably, gosh, Lord knows, probably any place. And to try to get him into the veterans home, there's a six-year wait. A six-year wait to get him into the dementia side. It's a two-and-a-half, three-year wait just to get into the Redding veterans home. So, and unless they could have gotten him in one place, but it was 300-400 miles away. I forget which one it was. And she can't, you know, it's too hard. It's
like just Yountville or something down there.
Someplace down there. But it would just been, you know, it was too hard on the family because it's just her.
We need an expansion on our Redding VA home. We need to add wings and expand.
A couple wings.
Yeah. I wonder if that's possible.
I think they've got the room out there.
I do, too. I wonder.
I just wonder because when you've got a six-year waiting list.
Yes.
And these are people that, you know, serve the country and have earned this. It's not like it's just being handed to them.
Well, they only have 150 beds or rooms out there.
Yeah.
And so doubling that would be a blessing.
Wouldn't it?
Yes. Maybe someone could take it under their wing and move forward with it and see.
I'm thinking about putting my name on there. Because by the time that I need it, it'll be years will go by, and maybe I'll only have to wait a year then.
Right? 6 years.
6 years for the that total care thing where they take care of dementia and
the memory care portion.
Thank you.
I heard there's 2 to 3 years for the assisted living at the very beginning stages. So that's a long time. That is a long time to wait.
It is a long time.
So I wonder if you should put your name. You have to put your name on the list years in advance. But what if it comes to the top? Do you get dropped back down again?
I don't know if you can just say, hey, skip me today, but I want to stay on the top. You know, and I think they can do that. I mean, some of the facilities around here that, you know, that take care of people, it's a, you know, 4, 5, 6 month wait if you can get into that. I mean, and that's if you're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was told is that if you just weren't ready then, that they'll just put the next person in line. And so you'll always be at the top, but letting other people behind you come in, which I think is good. But those are ones you pay for yourself out of your own pocket. And like you said, it's very expensive.
It is. And don't we have a new director over there now?
At the
veteran home.
No, not yet. They're still looking for one.
Oh.
But from what I've been told, from somebody that's in that process mm-hmm. is that it took them like 18 months to get one in because it's not at the top of the list. And especially the Gavin Newsom, they're still learning how to run the government.
Right.
Much less, that's you know, true. So their appointments are running really slow. So, yeah, there's no director of the Reading Veterans Home
uh-oh.
Right now. That's... But you have, there you have the very capable staff that's been there for a while that I'm true. Sure it's running well. Anyway, hey, we're here with Stelstein and Travers. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. And Home Helpers, you know, believe it or not, Home Helpers has done a lot for our veteran community, specifically for the veteran community, because when Sharon runs out there and she finds out that they're veterans, she immediately turns her names in to Celestina
yes.
and to help out that way.
She's incredible.
She is incredible, and she's got a real big heart for veterans, Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. And maybe sometimes they just need help, you know, a few hours a day. And that's where that aid and attendance, and we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. That's where aid and attendance comes in, because a benefit that the veteran has earned can be used for Home Helpers and other places like that. But to learn more, you need to call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Christy with 5 Stars writes, I had the absolute pleasure of working with Doug and Danny at B&T. Customer service was absolutely amazing. They were able to install in the exact time I needed. I can't say enough good things about this place. Don't call the 1-800 number. And Gary with 5 Stars also writes in, I recently had Doug come out to install Dish TV. While he was there, he noticed my home theater system was not working correctly. Doug fixed the issue that a previous installer caused. Thanks, Doug.
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer, you owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:19 in the morning. About 78 degrees going up to 102 today with a report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing this portion of the show to you. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, and she means it. Judy Maxwell does a great job. Fire insurance, my friends, fire insurance. You know it's getting canceled. It's not being, you're not being able to re-up it. So give Judy Maxwell a call and find out what you can do. She's a magician when it comes to finding the right insurance for you. 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm here with Celestina Traver, and I'm getting a whole bunch of stuff coming in about the VA home.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because none of them are good.
Uh-oh.
But I will, I'll take that on here. So welcome, Celestina Traver, of course, is the OIC. She is the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. And I've got questions coming in for you and
okay.
A number of other things.
I'll take them.
You want the first question?
Sure.
First question is, are attorneys allowed to charge vets for filing for benefits?
That's a good one. So we are free. Our office is free, and by law, they're not allowed to charge you. There is one stipulation, one clause that says that if you do hire an attorney instead of our office, that they're allowed to take 20% of your back pay that you get. So just be aware of that. And also, we've gotten a couple of people in our office lately in the last month that said there's some civilians out there that are filing claiming they can file claims, and they're not a claims officer, and they're not an attorney. So I just want everybody to just be aware and do your homework, and don't just let anybody that claims they can file a claim for you. Me and my staff, we take two legal exams. They're very difficult, and we are accredited. So make sure two things, they're accredited, and that the attorney is accredited as well, because just not any attorney can actually handle claims work. They have to be an accredited attorney.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why you would pay money if you could have the Shasta County Veterans Service Office do it. But there's also people that also assist with this that don't charge, American Legion in this. What is their part in this?
They're amazing. We have an amazing veterans organizations here in Shasta County. So what we do is we collaborate with them. They're our stakeholders in this community. And what they do is they tell them about the paperwork that's necessary. They tell them about the evidence that's needed, and they send them our way. So if you are connected with American Legion or AMVETS or VFW, they have a service officer that will prepare you to come to our office.
Okay. So they get you ready to come in. They get the veterans ready to come in and see you.
Yes.
And then there's paperwork.
There's paperwork.
They're constantly changing it.
They are.
So that you have to keep – I mean, you had something that came in that was big that they just said, okay, now you have to say how much land you have if you're putting in for an aid in attendance. It used to be just your address, a home. And now they want to know how much land you have.
The law changed February 19th this year, and they have a whole bunch of different criteria. All the paperwork is different. We had to quickly train on it. And my staff is amazing. They just stepped right up and trained same day. And they're just, I love my staff because they're willing to do what it takes to be at the top of our class. So what happened was that if you own land and you're filing for a non-service-connected pension, then if you own 15 acres, anything over 5 acres will count. And so they want to know whether it's a splittable parcel or a non-splittable parcel on whether you can actually split it and sell it or rent it out. And so if so, then that's money coming in. And the whole purpose is because the law states that you must use your assets and the things you have before you ask for money from the federal government.
Okay. So they want you to do everything you can before you come to the gov.
Yes.
How many times do you see people coming in with very, very little?
Every day, all day long.
Is that the majority of them, you would say?
Yes. Here in Reading, yes, yeah. It is. It's hard because when you're a disabled veteran, some of them, because of your disabilities, you can't work on certain jobs. In this area, it's very blue collar work, construction, and everything that does with the hands and
or legs
plumbing,
when you're driving,
or legs.
You're like truck driving, logging, any of those.
Building
things.
Homes, you know, and so they can't do that work. And so they're limited on the work they can do. And so a lot of people can't hire them or they can't do the work because they're a disabled veteran. That means that they are on a limited income. And that is a really hard thing for us to work out. So what we do is we file for claims and get them money in because they can't work and get the same income from the job.
Sure. And you're doing a great job at that.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Hey, you said Blue Water.
Blue Water, yes. You know, I want to just say a shout out to everybody. Please come into our office. The Blue Water Navy Act has been signed, and it has been. We are filing claims. We are filing an intent to files. It is going through, so please, we probably have about 2,300 Blue Water Navy in Shasta County. Please come to our office so we can file a claim or file an intent to claim. And I'm going to shout out to my staff. I don't mean right now. Don't all line up at once. Come in. But, you know, I have staff of 2 VSRs that are on the floor. I'm training 1. He should be up and ready in about 4 months. So I'll have 3, you know. So we're seeing you as we can. If you have to be asked to, like, come back at 1 or the next day, please be patient with us because sometimes I still need to give my staff a break and a lunch.
They should be able to have lunch.
Yes.
Excuse me. I choked up on that one. What is the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act, though? This is bringing a whole bunch of new people into under the VA because of something that happened.
Yes. They have a whole bunch of ships that have been approved on the ship list. Now, if you are on that ship list, then you can file for Agent Orange presumptive conditions if you have the conditions. I printed out the ship list yesterday. It's at our office. You can drop by or I can email it to you. But it's so that you can see that your ship, whether it's on the list or not, they've also added in water, inlet water, ways and certain boats that went down there.
What's the reason for adding these people on? Is it Agent Orange?
Agent Orange.
Okay,
yes.
All of this is under Agent Orange.
All of
you
it
may have
is
said
under
that,
Agent
but
Orange,
I'm still reading stuff on the Veterans Home.
So it's Agent Orange.
Agent Orange.
Yes.
Okay. So and what they're saying is, it used to be okay. You're on a ship. So what? You know, you're not going to, you know, you can't claim Agent Orange, even though you were having the same symptoms. And then they started researching it and found that especially the ones that were going up the, you know, well, of course, if you were in country, that's one thing.
Right.
But even off the coast there.
Off the coast.
The water intakes, because they make their own water on the ships, was sucking in tons of Agent Orange.
Yeah. 12 miles out, if you were anywhere within that vicinity, what happened was when they were spraying the Agent Orange, it was landing in the water. It was going into the water. The ship's filters were not filtering out the Agent Orange. So every single sailor and Marine on those ships were actually bathing in it. They were soaking the potatoes in it. They were drinking the water.
Well, they were cooking in it.
They
like
were
you said,
cooking
everything.
In it.
Yeah.
And so it was in, being ingested that way. And also, they were getting their fruits and vegetables shipped in from inland as well.
From Vietnam?
From Vietnam, yes, because the growers in Vietnam would have gardens and they would get fresh fruits and vegetables and bring them to the ship. And they were eating those, which were absolutely encased in Agent Orange.
Wow.
Yes.
So if you were, so this is the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act. And if you are listening to this, you should maybe think about if there's been something going on in your family or with you, because you can pass this. You can pass the effects of Agent Orange down to your children.
It's not by law that we can't file for children.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if your children are having problems and it meets the requirements here, but you're only going to know that if you talk to Celestina or any of her people or research this. I got to take a quick break, but the water in Camp Lejeune, I got a letter years after being out of the Marine Corps, said if you were ever stationed at Camp Lejeune,
yeah,
and it was out at the VA clinic and all that, for 30 days, you know, or more, that the water there was tainted.
Toxic. Horrible.
And every time I run into somebody, I said to a Marine, I said, where were you stationed at? They say Lejeune. I tell them what's going on, and they don't look happy when
right.
I'm telling them this. But they need to go in and be checked because the water was so toxic that it's causing a myriad of problems.
Lots
to
of
the
problems.
People
especially
that were stationed
stomach
there.
And colitis and things like that.
Yeah, what makes me wonder what was in our food and water in Bagram. Well,
right.
You know what? Nothing but the best for our military here. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, Shasta Regional Medical Center, because I have my Shasta County Veteran Service Officer on, is working really hard to link up with our VA clinic to be able to provide medical care to our veterans here so they do not have to travel to Mather or UC Davis or these places. And Casey Fatch, the CEO, has not only reached out, but he's being very aggressive in trying to get this coordination, this partnership, so that they can help take care of our veterans on specialties that they can't treat at the clinic. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, they really do care about veterans, and they're putting their money where their mouth is.
Absolutely.
On this one.
And this is huge, huge for our veterans. This will be great.
It will be great.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I'm with Celestina Traver, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, and it's 8:31 in the morning. It is, gosh, 81 degrees going up to 102 today. We'll be right back. Ooh.
So the letters came from an army camp in California, then Vietnam, and he told her of his heart. Might be love and all of the things he was so scared of. Except when it's getting kind of rough over here, I think of that day sitting down here, and I close my eyes and see your pretty smile. Don't worry, but I won't be able to write for a while.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Summer doesn't have to end in August. Now is the perfect time to get away and make lasting memories. Play Endless Summer Swipe to Win at Wind River. Win free slot play, prizes, or a Keystone travel trailer. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances. Weekly drawings Fridays at 8 p.m. 15 winners. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing on Friday, August 30th. Grand prize winner, a travel trailer from Camping World of Reading. It's about the journey, not the destination. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
I see trees of green.
Welcome back.
Red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. But Carl, Linda Bob, Linda's on assignment. She came rolling in here, and on her way south, her assignment is taking her mother shopping, I think. I can't wait for that one to hit. It is 8:36 in the morning. It's 80 degrees going up to 102 today with a report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the only place in town to get a haircut. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I've been going there for like 12 years. I've enjoyed every time I've been in there. DC, Tim, and Logan. Make an appointment there at 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. I'm here with Celestina Traver, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We've talked about you do not need to pay people to go in and get your benefits.
Correct.
You don't need to do that. And the AmVets and American Legion will help you with the getting you the right paperwork, and then you bring it down to the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, and they are more than helpful. We just said they updated the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act. And we want to talk about business-friendly or veteran-friendly businesses here in town.
Yes, yes. So one of my goals for our office was to add to this veteran-friendly business. And so I have this wonderful work study. He's a Marine, and he goes to Shasta College. So we yeah, so his name is Rodney, and what I have him do is I have him call the businesses in Shasta County, and
see if they'll offer a discount to veterans. Right now, we're at 4.5 pages of businesses. You can pick one up at here.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of them sitting right here.
At KCNR?
Yeah, right here. When you walk in the office, they're sitting right there on our entryway.
And you can pick one up at our office, at Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
We're going to have this updated in on our new website that's coming out here any day now.
Perfect. And we also have it on our website as well, if you go to Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And what
maybe
I'd
you
like...
can shoot me a link to that so we can just kind of like add it.
That would be great.
Yeah,
yes.
We'll do it that way.
I'll do it that way, yeah.
Great.
So veterans are on a fixed income because they're disabled. And I would really, my whole goal is to get every business possible to offer a veteran discount. I would like to see this grow to 15 pages. And so what we do is we put it on a list. And if you offer a discount, we'll put your name on a list. And we send it out monthly and to people. So it's like free advertisement if you give us a... if the veterans discount. So it's kind of a give and take thing. And you're doing our veterans community a huge, huge, what do you call it? Not a favor, but just...
You're paying honor to your veterans.
You're paying honor, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You're being, yes.
Does it, yeah. Does it ever surprise you like that people get angry? Oh, they got, you know, they get this, they get that. I mean, do you ever hear that?
Yes.
I mean, does that ever just like, really...
Yes.
And then you wonder why people, you know, like, oh, look, they're getting tuition or they get 10% off a hamburger.
Yeah.
Well, why them? Just because they were, you know, they served. I mean, it's like, I mean, I've heard that stuff.
Yeah.
And I just want to go over and just totally lose my ability to have a concealed carry license or any gun at all. But I just want to go over and just slap them.
Well, because they do not understand the conditions that they live in
for years. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
years to sacrifice.
If it was only for four, if it's only for 2 years, it's enough. They put their lives out there on the line. And people, too, I mean, we're not talking like, oh, you get it free, and we're going to raise the prices for everybody else.
No.
It's like a 10% or a 5% or, hey, we'll give you a free drink.
Yeah,
you know that kind of stuff, and it just rankles me, and I will never when I hear somebody say that or say anything about people or serve, I just if they're people I know, they go into a different category.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So we have that, and you've got that down at the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. This is business. These are veteran friendly businesses. We have a stack of them right up here on our counter, right here. Now, Shasta College is getting ready to have something big.
Oh yes, today. Today.
Today.
Yes. It's so exciting. So Shasta College is having their Welcome Back Fair, and it's from 9:30 to 2 today, and it's in the student, what do you call it, corridor? I call it
the student lounge area there.
Out in the middle of the college. So if you park in the north
parking lot. Oh, in there. Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's out in the open.
Yes.
Yeah. They're Promenade.
Promenade. That's a good one. So they have vendors, tons of vendors. They have food. They have slushies. They have Dutch Bros probably. And we're going to be there. Our office has a booth there. So you want to find out more about our office, you can go on down. But there is everything. Clubs you can join. And I absolutely invite everybody post 9/11 and any veterans that are attending college to go down there today and take part in it because you get a lot of really free resources and it's really cool.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. We got a lot of stuff to cover today. Got the business friendly discount. Okay. College fee waiver program for veterans dependents.
Yes, that's perfect because we're just now starting Shasta College. There's Butte College and Chico State and everything. And if you are a dependent of a veteran, a disabled veteran at that, and you don't have to be 100% disabled veteran. It can be 0%.
Yeah.
Yes. You can go to college for free in the state of California if you're a resident. This is huge. This is any community college, CSU, UC, and it is a one-page form. It's a DVS 40 you must fill out, and the veteran and the student signs it. And there's some criteria around it, but we have all the criteria at our office. And you have to make less than $12,000 a year.
The student?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they can't make more than that. There is a cutoff. But we just
the student can't make more than that.
The student can't. Okay. And if you file taxes, we need a copy of your taxes. If you didn't, a non-filing showing that you didn't file.
Well, a kid just starting out in school probably isn't making $12,000 a year.
Nope.
So, and this will get him a fee waiver,
mm-hmm.
and that's for the
tuition. All the tuition.
All the tuition. So then all the rest of his money goes to beer. No,
well,
it's tuition. For, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Books,
right. Okay, now I'm going to take a break because I'm going to come back because President Trump signed something that people totally misunderstood. And this is one of those things I was battling it out on Facebook with people that totally understood something that he had signed that's going to help veterans. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani has done a great job there. He began his business about 9 years ago. I can't think of another place in town that I would go to buy a firearm. Customer service is outstanding. It's gunsmithing. If I wanted to have some things tuned up on one of my firearms, great gunsmithing there. All the accessories, all the types of ammo that you could possibly want. And veterans, you get a discount.
Nice.
At Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver. 8:45 in the morning. It is 81 degrees going up to 102 today. We'll be right back.
Strength takes to stand before a giant with just a swing and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giants calling out my name and they laughed at me, reminding me of all the times tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to our show here. It's 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is, I want to give you the exact temperature right now. The exact temperature right now after recalculating it, going out. And what I do is we have a weather rock here, and I pick up the weather rock, and if it's just really warm, yeah, it'll be like 79 or 80. If I pick it up and I drop it, it's going to be like, you know, like well over 100. And if it's wet, it means it's raining. So Weather Rock says it's 79 degrees today, and it's going to go up to 102. What do people look at me like this for? It's sitting right out there in the front. When you walk out today, Celestina Traver, who is head of our Shasta County Veteran Service Office, walk out. You'll see All right. Weather Rock right there. And it helps me. It helps me. Okay. We got into the business-friendly discount list. We got into the college fee waiver programs for veterans. Trump signed student debt forgiveness for disabled veterans, 100% disabled veterans. And it just hit the internet. Oh, well, that's blah, 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 blah. You know, oh, he didn't do that because he didn't do anything. It was already there and all this. Now, first of all, when we say 100% disabled veterans, it's just not 100% disabled. I mean, you have to be a certain category there.
Correct. You have to be permanent and total, which means all of your disabilities must stay static on it and not a future exam. So you must be permanent and total of that.
We're talking about limbs. Limbs
correct.
Being gone, blindness, traumatic brain injury, that's not going to change.
Correct.
And what he did was, why is this so big?
This is huge. Okay, so yes, it was already there, but he tweaked it. And he made it better. So yes, he is taking credit for making it better. He's kind of redesigned it. And he approved it, which is huge because before, our 100% permanent and total veterans could get forgiveness. But, oh, my goodness, the paperwork. Because we help them through the paperwork. They bring it to us, and we kind of guide them. It was a grueling months and months process.
And a lot of times, let's just face it, the veterans get to a certain point, and it's like, you know what? It's just too hard.
It's just too hard.
Because I've got enough hardships in my life.
Yeah.
Right now,
yeah.
I do not need to keep turning the paperwork and having to bring it back and turn in more paperwork. So what did Trump do?
Trump made it automatic. So they don't have to do all this paperwork and jump all through the hoops and go all through all this red tape for months and months and months and contact this person, contact that. And it's just he streamlined it, which is huge. Now, he also, which was really cool, is he also there will be no federal tax, income tax on it. And now he's asking for the state to do the same. So
there'll be no federal income tax on what?
On the student loans.
The student loans. Right now you're paying interest on those loans.
Exactly. And on top of it, when you forgave before this happened, this bill, before when you were forgiven those student loans, let's say $30,000, you owed $30,000 in student loans, and now you're permanent in total and you had them, you went through all the paperwork in the months, and it took could take an up to 7 to 9 months for this approval, and it was approved. It is counted as income for that year. You have to file your taxes. It's counted as income against you, which puts you in a different tax bracket.
So if let's just say you had $100,000 worth of student debt.
Yep.
You came in, went into service. How could you? Well, you could be an officer.
Yeah.
And or you know, you can be an officer or somebody that's a real technical. But just say you're an officer, goes in. You had $100,000 of debt. Become permanently disabled. Permanent and total
Absolutely.
Disabled.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got $100,000. So they say, okay, we're going to forgive it after they go through 9 months of hell. But now you've just added $100,000 to your income.
Yes.
That you have to pay taxes on.
Yes, that's it.
And then
he's getting that forgiven.
He's getting so you don't have you're not going to pay your federal income taxes
correct.
On that amount. Now
correct.
We need the states to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course they should.
Of course they should. I absolutely agree. Because when you're permanent and total, again, I'm going to repeat myself as, let's say you have all these student loans and you were in this job and no longer, now that your disability has made you don't have an ability to work that job. You still have those loans you're still paying on, and now you're on a set income. Wow.
And think of this.
Yeah.
Think of your National Guard and your reserves,
yeah.
who are called up from their regular jobs for a year,
absolutely.
And they go into combat, and they become 100% disabled permanent. They don't go back to that same job that was maybe paying them a lot of money.
Correct.
But they got the loans to get to that point in their life.
Mm-hmm. And if
this is a big thing, my friends, scream about Trump and all these things you want to say, it's fine, it's up to you. But when he is doing a lot to help our veterans.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes. Yes.
But it will not get the press. It takes us a groundswell from veterans to learn about this and to point this out.
Well, and then in the layers of indefiniteness of this bill, this being passed, is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know all the different criteria at the very beginning. I do want to say, and just put it in perspective, a $50,000 in debt, you are paying about $600, $658 a month back every month on a $50,000 student loan. So, I mean, on the average, most people, it's a huge hindrance on their budget.
Oh, yeah, of course it is. Okay, let me see. Dun, 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 dun. I think we've got most on here. AMVETS. Elected their first national commander.
Yes, they did.
First female national.
Female national commander. There's a big
that's,
six
that's
organizations.
Big.
Yes, and they announced it at the AMVETS conference. And she is 27-year veteran who spent 15 years in recruiting. And her name is Senior Master Sergeant Jan Brown. And she's from Air Force, and she has been elected our first female national commander. And I'm a little surprised. I guess I didn't realize that there were no female national commanders. My question is, why hasn't there been? But then that's a whole nother subject.
Well, we can talk about in our assembly race now. Our next assembly person is going to be a woman.
Yes.
One way or the other.
One way or the other.
So this is general. And then I've been reading, of course, the Democrats are talking about, so many women running for office. Well, the Republican women
mm-hmm.
are out there in droves, too. I frankly say, hey, we'll give you your chance. I say, yeah, that's great. You can't do any worse than the guys that are in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Got a point.
But we're not talking about AMVETS. We're talking about politicians.
Well, we're talking about this is amazing because this she can be a stepping stone for other female veterans that don't believe that they can make a difference or they can hold a position in a national level, and she's making way. And I think this is another good thing that's happening in our nation.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay, we've just got like 2 minutes left, or even less. Tell us how to get a hold of you. I'm not going to get into the fact how much the value of this office is for the amount of money that has come in. It's in the millions of dollars through this office. And these are not retirement benefits. These are benefits of injuries, things like this, aid in attendance, mm-hmm. all of this that has come in through the office, which if you spend it three times, it's up into the tens of millions of dollars. So how do people get a hold of you? Because I guarantee you they will help you over there.
All right. So we're at 1855 Shasta Street, and we're the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. We are not the VA. We are county government. And our phone number is 530-225-5616.
Okay. I don't know. CRSC, what's that? Real quick.
It is where you're pulling retirement and compensation.
And we'll talk about that next time.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks. Hey, everybody, Trish Clarkson with me tomorrow. We've got some interesting people coming in. But have a good day. Remember how hot it's going to be, 102. Don't leave anything in that car you want to have alive if you roll those windows up. Remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Shasta County Veterans Service Office are the good guys.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your...